The elders wanted to keep you informed on what is going on concerning the consolidation. You know, it's consolidation is the correct legal word. It's not a merger. We've met three times now with the Grant Street elders. And each meeting went over 3 hours. Every meeting's been positive and reassuring and made us feel that we all can work together to do the Lord's work. First, let me emphasize, despite all the rumors to the contrary, it's not a done deal. A number of things have to be worked out, and anything can happen. But the elders wanted to make a proposed timeline if everything goes forward smoothly. The elders plan to meet with a person who advises congregations on mergers. That's Jerry Barber is his name. He will meet with the Grant Street elders the night of April 5th. And this is the night of our gospel singing. So he'll meet with us on that Saturday morning following that while Grant Street has their walk for water that morning. And that afternoon, all the elders will meet together with him jointly. That's on April 5th and 6th. On April 8th, we plan on meeting with all the preachers together. We want to sit down beforehand and work out their roles in the consolidation. We want to make sure that everybody, they're all on board, and that they're happy with their role and fully understand their role in making the new congregation a success. That's April 8th. On April 14th, Sunday, each set of elders will go before the sister congregation's members to answer any questions that they might have. We will meet, our elders will meet at 4 p.m. with Grant Street. Then after our Sunday night service that night, the Grant Street elders will come over here to answer any questions y'all might have. So be thinking of any questions you might want answered by then. On April 29th, the elders, after a two-week period to answer all the questions, comments, and concerns that all the members of both congregations have raised, on Monday, April 29th, both sets of elders will meet together to make the final decision as to whether to consolidate or not. We've decided that this decision should be made by the elders after we've received all the input from all members, either positive or negative. Then on May 5th, immediately after this decision, on Sunday, May 5th, both sets of elders will announce the results of this decision to their home congregations. We want to do this as close to the same time as possible so we all will be informed at the same time. If the decision is positive, we will indeed consolidate and consolidate and become one congregation. The plan is to have the first joint meeting as a new congregation on July 7th. Of course, between May 5th and this final joining, we will plan as many joint activities as possible to get to know each other, become closer, and begin to meld as a family. But again, I want to stress that the decision is by no means final yet. A lot of things have to happen before anyone can say it's a done deal. That's why we've set a specific date for that decision. We're trying to rule out any rumors by setting a fixed decision date. And if you have any questions, we hope you'll come to us with those. We can't answer every question that might come up right now. We just don't know some things until later. But we'll be happy to answer any question that we do know the answer to. And we solicit your prayers that whatever the outcome, it will be what God wants to happen, and it will be what will further His kingdom on earth the most. Thank you for your attention, and you're dismissed at this time.